The question was asked, someone coming to Israel this time of year runs into a very unique circumstance. In Chutz La'aretz, this week they're going to read Parshat Emor. In Israel this week, we read Parshat Behar. So being that he's coming from Chutz La'aretz, he didn't hear Parshat Emor yet. He comes to an Israeli shul, he's lost the parsha, he's hearing Parshat Behar. What should he do? So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a different case. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about a circumstance where a shul did not have a Sefer Torah or couldn't read from the Torah. Maybe their only literate member didn't show that Shabbos. Maybe there was a fire in the shul. Maybe for many reasons that Shabbos they couldn't read. So the Shulchan Aruch says either during the week or next Shabbos they have to make up the parsha they missed. So let's say in our circumstance someone missed the reading of Parshat Emor. So in this week, let's say a whole shul missed the reading of Parshat Emor. So this week, they would read from the beginning of Emor into Behar. That would be the first Aliyah, let's say. That would be one possible solution. They could do it on a Monday or a Thursday, but they should make it up because we understand from the halachot of reading of the Torah that there seems to be a halacha that every individual and every shul should read the whole Torah every year. It's not just I have to hear this week's parsha. At the end of the year, I should have heard the whole Torah. That's what we understand from all this. Now, what about our scenario? It's not a whole shul, it's an individual. So Rabbi Feinstein writes in a responsa that he's of the opinion that that individual should try to convene a minyan that will do the same service for him. Technically, what you could have done is back in Chutz La'aretz convened a minyan last Shabbos, and for Mincha, lane the whole parsha. You could have done that too. But either way, or Monday or Thursday done that. I haven't found that people can do this so easily. If you have 10 buddies and a Baal Koray, so then you might be able to do it. Usually when there's a family simcha this time of year, a bar mitzvah or something, and a grandparent flies in, that's where it's more common that you could do it, because then the relatives get together and they do it for a relative. I was there where they did it, and it was Parshas Naso that they had to make up. That's the longest parsha in the Torah. So we all heard Naso in the morning together with their parsha. There was a grandparent who needed it, so they made an extra minyan, and he got to hear all of it. But for the individual, it's not always so easy. Who's going to come and do this for him? You can't do it to a whole shul. So you have to make your own little minion Shabbos morning. Can you really form your own little minion on a Monday or Thursday or Shabbos morning? That's a good question. So theoretically, if it could be done, there are those of the opinion that you should do it. That's Rabbi Feinstein's among them.